Well, coronavirus hit the New York Yankees baseball team, but hang on, Harley Carnes, I thought they were vaccinated.
Well, that's what they say. You know, they say they were vaccinated. And these were not players, by the way. There's only one of these nine people who are part of the Yankees organization who is a player, and that's Gleyber Torres. They say he still tests positive after getting the vaccination. So, you know, it begs a lot of questions, I think, because we don't know a lot of what's happened here. I mean, because it sounds like something unusual is going on, right? If they've all been vaccinated, how come nine people in one organization wind up with it? So what kind of vaccine was it? Did they all get the same thing? How old were the staff members? Some are retired players, we know that. Were they vaccinated as a group or at the same location? And if so, did they wind up with a bad batch? Is it one of the newer variants, the COVID variant, you know? There's a good chance, pretty clearly, if they had been vaccinated and still wound up positive. So they're in quarantine, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. But an awful lot of unanswered questions related to that. In the meantime, the team is doing just fine. They lost today, but they won last night. And, you know, they lost two or three other coaches, you know, temporarily, of course. And these were good, you know, important people in the organization. But it just means somebody else has to step into it. The pitching coach, the first base coach, and the third base coach all have it. So, you know, somebody else has to step in and do that job. And they've done pretty well.
All right. We'll keep an eye on the New York Yankees. Now, unanswered questions. What's going on in California with the lottery ticket?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. $26 million lottery ticket may have been tossed out with the wash.
No.
A woman claims she had the $26 million California lotto ticket. Last Thursday was the deadline to turn in the winning ticket. She said, "I would, but I can't." Because even though she's known at the store where she bought it, even though she's on video buying a ticket, we only have her word for it that it was the winner because she left it in her pants, in her jeans.
Ooh.
Put the jeans in the washer. And what was left were little bitty bits and pieces way worse than Humpty Dumpty. Lottery officials say her claim will be investigated, but lacking some kind of actual evidence that she had the winner, like a photograph of it, front and back, she's probably out of luck. $26 million.
Oh.
That'd be sick.
Harley, I feel for her, but then again, you know, if you don't have the winning ticket, you don't have the winning ticket. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
131-873, the open line number.